Hello, and welcome into another edition of the Rebel Room. This is Taylor Byrne in the Las Vegas Sun newsroom alongside, as always, Ray Brewer with his piping hot, what do we got today, McDonald's coffee?
Dollar, by the way.
A dollar. Yeah. All sizes are a dollar. I'm not a big proponent of McDonald's, but I do get their coffee on occasion.
I got their coffee and their Egg McMuffin.
It is cost effective. You cannot deny that. We are here, as usual, to talk all things Rebels, probably keeping it to the hard court today. I don't know if we have a lot to get into with Coach Tony Sanchez, although kind of things picking up a little bit as they get closer here to when is signing day? We're talking
February 3rd, I believe.
Okay, so, you know, a few weeks away from that, they're out making making inroads as much as you can as far as just putting a staff together, and we'll get into that as we get closer to signing day. But there's plenty to get into with UNLV basketball, which has just snapped its three-game losing streak. And that game, I don't know that there's much to talk about. Defeated San Jose State by 74-40, sounds about right. I think that was the score. It was like 34 points. The score didn't matter. San Jose State is terrible. It is unfortunate for a lot of the players involved there, because there's just, you and I were just talking before we got going here, what is there to look forward to when you're, you know, Bishop Gorman grad, Rashad Muhammad, Durango grad, Daryl Gaynor? They had very poor nights at the MAC. Part of that, for Rashad especially, a lot of that, I think UNLV really did a good job staying up on him, being close to him at all times, just making sure that he wasn't comfortable. And then as soon as the score got out of hand, which, you know, was about 5 to 10 minutes left in the first half, and then as soon as just shots weren't falling, you could see the frustration set in. And you know, Spartans didn't have anything to say in the second half, and that's just who they are. You know, they're just not a very good team.
Are they going to be the first winless team in the league history since 2001?
Who'd they beat last year? That's what I want to know.
Because they played two Saturdays ago, they hosted Wyoming.
And that was a close game.
It was a close game.
Yeah. Which is amazing.
How difficult it is to play on the road in the Mountain West. And I'm sure San Jose State gets very little fan support.
They get nobody.
Yeah.
And there's like almost nobody who covers the team. There's like nobody. That place is dead. That's where UNLV wraps up the regular season. That gym will be like non-existent. I mean, as far as any energy, any atmosphere, all of that. But it was, you know, UNLV just needed to get the win, needed to get its first Mountain West victory. They're now 10-6 overall, 1-2 in league play. But that game Wednesday, that was the main one that looking forward that we talked about on the last Rebel Room. How do you just can't be dropping those games when you're UNLV. Like, credit to the Wolfpack, and look, AJ West, it was better than I even thought he was going to be. He is great at doing what he can. He's 6'9", somewhat built, but basically an undersized big, even for this league. But he is phenomenal at moving people around and just understanding where to put himself in the best position to get rebounds, to do all the kind of little cleaning up things that he needs to do in order to sort of fill up a stat sheet without just being able to beat anybody off the dribble, without having a tremendous amount of post moves, things like that. He was great. UNLV completely overlooked Nevada, thought that they were just going to walk in and win, which has been a problem with Dave Rice teams for the past few years. So I guess the question here is, A, do you think that will cost them a chance to win the conference title? And B, is this the last time that they're going to get pushed around and just not take a Mountain West team seriously?
Well, I think it won't be the last time. We talked last week about how young teams are prone to make young mistakes, and I said, hey, listen, I think they're going to lose.
What about last year's team when they overlooked Nevada?
Well, was that a young team?
Well, 2 years ago when they thought they were going to roll Fresno.
Well, that Fresno game, I just was embarrassed. I mean, it hurts me as a UNLV grad losing to Reno.
Three times in a row. AJ West is undefeated against UNLV.
Little brother is beating big brother up, and it's you know, it's a kick in the crotch every time. But I knew this team, you know, would play. It plays down to the level of its competition to a way,
or up,
which we've seen. And it's a game they've totally overlooked. But I still think they're in play to win the Mountain West. This week they've got Boise State and San Diego State.
Both on the road. This is going to be a very difficult week.
Two games, though, that if you come out of this week and you're 3-2 in the league, then I think you're back in play to be, you know, the regular season champ or in the top two, which is what you need to do. And I know you look at me kind of strange.
Well, yeah, because I'm not expecting this team to be able to go. A, they haven't won a true road game yet. And so to go on the road to Boise State, which is obviously not the team that they thought they were going to be with Anthony Dremick down for the year and just struggling in general, you can go up and win that game. UNLV has played very well at Taco Bell Arena, nearly had the buzzer beater last year with DeVille Smith's shot that was called good and then was waved off, much to Leon Rice's delight. And even the 2 years before that, they've had pretty good performances up there, had a shot to win it the year before with Anthony Bennett. But doing that game, which something could go wrong, where you just are not good enough, and then to go into Viejas, again, San Diego State cannot shoot like at all. Like the offense is just terrible, but that is still, they play defense as good, if not better, than anyone in the league and, you know, a lot of teams in the country. And just if they get it going enough offensively, and this, you know, if you want to point to youth, if you want to point to inexperience still on January 12th, then going into Viejas is not something that I would expect a lot of those guys to handle all that well.
To counter that, this is a team that gets up when it needs to. I was, you know, there at
Stanford, Arizona State.
Just listen,
Kansas.
Please.
Utah.
I'm going to finish a thought here.
Okay.
Do you remember the Utah game, right? They were all fired up. They got blown out, but they were all fired up and ready to go.
They're up at halftime, or at least very close.
Right. I think they were up. The Arizona game, they were fired up and ready to go.
Controlled that game.
I think the San Diego State game, they're going to be ready to go in there and grab a big win. And it's impossible. That arena is – it's impossible to win it. I totally get it.
Yeah. Not impossible.
The
but
Rebels
you're right.
have
it's,
won
it's
there.
Hard, it's hard
the
to
fans
go to
are down your throat. They're going to be fired up because it is UNLV. It's the weekend before school gets back in session. There's going to be a lot of people there. But this San Diego State team is not it's vulnerable.
They're very flawed.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, if UNLV comes out, controls the one or two San Diego State players that can't score, kind of like they did with Muhammad. Easier said than done, of course, San Jose State and San Diego State.
Looking there, probably Akeel Quinn, Winston Shepard, kind of some of their
control
main guys.
Those, and then just have a decent offensive day. I think if, you know, if UNLV tries to push the tempo a little bit and can find some success, hit a few shots, get a good start, I really think they could pull out this game. I feel a lot better about them winning at San Diego State this year than I did last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think – well, yeah. That's definitely true because – I mean, the main reason would be just the level of competition. That last year's San Diego State team was Xavier Thames, and it was kind of right around when Dwayne – or that was even before Poli really started getting better. Now, obviously, Thames graduated. Poli is out probably for the rest of the year, if not his career. For those who don't remember or didn't see at the time, it was back December. I think it was around Christmas, actually. Dwayne Poli just collapsed during a game. And I mean, it was a scary scene, and it turned out that he had collapsed in practice the year before. He's had a barrage of tests. Nobody knows exactly, or at least they're not saying exactly what was wrong with him. But they are, I mean, you can't. The school just isn't going to risk putting him back out there until
ever.
Everything is
especially
like,
word
yeah, probably yeah. ever. Is,
if, yeah,
is
once
the,
word
is
came
the
out that he collapsed in
for
practice,
him. Yeah, that, it's just unfortunate. He was really emerging for them, and you know, obviously it sucks for the kid, and then it's also tough for the team trying to figure things out there. But that's kind of been the theme around the league for a lot of teams, with Anthony Dremick for Boise State, Cullen Neal for New Mexico, just guys that these teams were counting on to be their main or, you know, one of their two or three best guys, and just losing them for the year. So I do think, you know, I'll probably even pick, honestly, UNLV to go and beat Boise State in that game, but sitting here right now, I'm probably not going to go with them to win in Viejas. But by Thursday or Friday, once you see how they perform Tuesday, kind of I like to just be around the team and just, you know, whatever guess I have via body language, via what I see in practice, you know, just all that.
I think they go to Boise State and win by double digits, and I think they go into San Diego State and win a classic game. I really do. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah. I mean, but what is it? I just don't believe that there's the growth. I mean, what have you seen that convinces you that a team that just lost to sub 300 RPI Reno at home is going to go on the road and win too?
And see, I just think that the Reno game was all effort and the fact they overlooked. They didn't think Reno would come in. They said, okay, Reno's a team with 5 wins. They're not that good. Their coach is going to get fired at the end of the year. We're just going to show up and beat them.
Oh, Boise State's missing its best player. We'll be fine. Oh, they're missing Dwayne Poley. They can't shoot. We'll be fine. You would be amazed how many times. San Diego State less so. But kids just don't. The Mountain West, no one grows up, especially where they've recruited kids out of St. Louis and Boston and Canada and Minnesota. Kids don't grow up watching Air Force, watching Wyoming. They don't respect these teams.
Sure, I totally
get
that.
And so I feel like all it takes is a win or two, and all of a sudden they're back to – and part of it is sort of the swagger that you want or need out of players, just go the belief that we're better,
they're
going to
be ready for the San Diego State
game. San Diego State, there should be never any excuse, because that's – I mean, that's their rivalry.
Yeah.
Forget Reno. That's an in-state thing, and that means something as far as that goes. But San Diego State basketball, that is the rivalry.
Sure. And I just think with the Boise game, they're going to be on alert because of what happened against Reno. They know if they have another crap-the-bed performance, that their chances of going to the tournament – I mean, right now they need to finish strong. They need to only win two or three games – only lose two or three games the rest of the way. They can't lose 2 games this week.
Well, they could.
Oh, they could. There's 2 games on the schedule. Of course, they could.
And that's the thing, though. With this team, with what we've seen and what we still don't know, would you really be shocked if we're sitting here a week from today and they're 1-4? I'd be a little surprised. I think they're going to go 1-1. But if they lost both, I mean, teams lose on the road in this league. It happens a lot.
I just think that, I mean, this is – maybe I'm going to be wrong to say this, and we'll see what the odds makers put the line at. I just don't consider Boise State an equal team to UNLV. I think UNLV
– And Reno was?
Again, Reno was a game that they overlooked them.
And what's to say it doesn't happen again?
That would be shocking. It'd be like you learn your lesson.
No.
You got stuck with your hand in the cookie jar.
No.
You're not going
quote,
back
they've
there.
They've, quote, learned their lessons. They got I've heard the phrase, oh, we got punched in the mouth and we're going to learn from this. After the UCLA scrimmage, after the Stanford game, after the Arizona State game, after the Utah game, it happens all the time. Just because they say we've learned from it, we're not going
to
do the
same thing.
I
wasn't even there to hear what they say, but you're talking about Pac-10 Stanford, Pac-10 Arizona State – teams with quality players.
Guess what? I can go back through the schedule and tell you each time. I remember, you know, many times talking to Mike Moser about how are you guys overlooking these teams as you go mm-hmm. up to Clune Arena and don't show up. As last year when they went to Colorado State, like a winnable year at Colorado State, and just did
tough
not show up.
Tough to win it on the road in the league is
it
what
is.
I'm saying. But I'm telling
that's what I'm saying.
Everybody knows that. Boise State's not that good.
I know.
UNLV is going to go in
no
there
one in this
win.
League is that good.
That's
this could
why
be
I
a
think
one...
they got a chance, baby. They got some players.
But guess what? None of these teams being any good includes UNLV.
But they're not good right now. They can be good in March.
They're the only team that's going to progress.
I'm telling you right now, this might be crazy of me to say.
Let's hear it. Let's hear
I think
it.
They win the league.
Should I get my Final Four tickets?
No, I'm not get your Final Four tickets, but – give me a reason why, and don't be smug with me, okay? Don't
try.
Be this
can
condescending.
I be, so no smug, no smarm,
no condescending,
ooh, this
arrogant
is gonna be
beat writer.
This is going to be hard.
Give me a reason why UNLV doesn't win the league tournament.
Because they're incredibly inconsistent.
That's true. But maybe.
Was that good enough?
No. They are inconsistent.
And because they've only done it, what, once at the MAC?
They've done it twice.
Twice?
Okay. Twice. I think back-to-back years with Kruger.
Okay.
What I'm saying, though, is that the league is so bad, Taylor Byrne, that UNLV, I think, is going to be in the semis or the finals without sneezing.
It should have a chance to.
Now you're talking just winning.
But that's the tournament. I'm not interested in the tournament. I'm interested in the regular season race.
Well, the regular season race, every team is going to struggle on the road, and every team is going to have a chance to win at home, which makes the Reno game just poke your eyes out puzzling.
Yes.
So you're right. They're inconsistent. But I'm not like, listen, the season's going to end.
It's not over by any means. And because of what we're saying, the fact that the league is not very good, it could fall to a one-bid league. Like, it's possible. I still think it ends up with two. But, you know, beginning of the season, I definitely thought three was possible. That seems to be completely off the table. You know, UNLV has done itself in with just two volume of losses.
You're telling me.
And then that Reno one is the one that's.
How many games do the Rebels have left? 15? 14? Help me out.
1-3, so 15 regular seasons.
15 regular seasons. If they go 13-2.
They're not going to go 13-2.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
If they go 13-2, or screw it, 12-3, and go to the finals of the league tournament, they would be 24-9, right?
Okay, once you're adding those.
24-9.
Six. Okay.
They're in the tournament, baby. Book it. Book your tickets. 24-9. They go 12-3 in league play, right?
Which they're not going to do.
Why not?
They're probably going to end up with six league losses.
They're going to go 12-3 the rest of the way in league play. So they'd finish league play.
That would be in five. So that would be 13. Your scenario is 13-5. I'm saying realistically, more you're looking at 12-6.
I'm telling you right now, if they get 24 wins, they're in the tournament. They beat Arizona. They beat Temple. Two good teams. Temple was a neutral court win.
Also, Temple was before they got two players that actually make them a team. Here, I'm playing the counter. You have a little bit of a point.
Thank you. I have a little bit of a point. I appreciate it.
Here's the counterpoint. You have Arizona. That's a great win. You have that one.
Hell to the yeah.
Some people are going to give you Temple. Some are going to say that it was before they were Temple. And then what do you have in league?
Well, come Saturday, you're going to have a win against San Diego State.
You need probably two out of the following three to be for your scenario to work, where an at-large is in play. Wyoming at home, one of the two San Diego States, and Colorado State on the road. So you probably need two of those four.
What if you
and two of those are home games, so those are possible.
What if you get San Diego State there, baby? You get San Diego State.
That would help.
Say you go 2-0 against San Diego State.
Not going to happen. When's the last time they swept San Diego State?
I don't have it in front of me.
Neither do I.
This is not your mother's San.
I don't think it was recent.
This is not the San Diego State team that some people had in the Final Four on their bracket a few years ago.
I understand.
Okay,
a few years ago, last year.
Okay,
that was the best team.
Okay.
Since the
they don't they don't have the ability to score.
I know.
Okay,
and neither does UNLV. You know what their shooting percentage was against Reno? 33.9. Who cares what it was against San Jose State? Because nobody plays defense.
Who cares? If neither team could score. If neither team could score, get them together. Let them slop around. Let them shoot 22% each. And at the end of the game, maybe you get hot and you win 42-41. It's a W. It's a W. It doesn't matter.
I just like how you're trying to say that San Diego
you're the
State,
best of the worst. UNLV went to the Heart of Texas Bowl 2 years ago. They weren't a bowl team, but the league sucked, and they went to a bowl game.
It's Heart of Dallas Bowl, and the league was actually worse the next year, and so was UNLV.
But what I'm saying is that
no, but
this
is not
impossible.
Of course it's not impossible. But you're trying to say that San Diego State can't score, and so UNLV is definitely going to go in there and win, ignoring the fact that UNLV also can't score.
UNLV has more of a chance to score than San Diego State. Am I right?
No.
UNLV's offense is worse than San Diego State's?
At Viejas is probably going to be, yeah.
Okay. They're going to at least get them here at the MAC, right?
They should. I mean, I think it's
very
realistic that they could split them. It would look. Nothing in this league is probably going to be a shock because we go in with the understanding that no one is very good.
Okay.
Wyoming's the only team who's like lived up to anything. I had them like fourth or fifth preseason, mainly because I wasn't sure about Nance. But they're 4-0, looking like the class of the league, but I still don't even believe that they're going to run away with it. I mean, you mentioned it earlier. You saw just going to San Jose State and struggling. I think they won by 4, by 7, something like that, against the Spartans, who we just saw – at the MAC, and who were awful.
They're awful. They're a bad team.
But pretty much, I mean, San Jose State is the only team that you can mark off as a W. Fresno is going to be a challenge. Air Force is going to be a little bit of a challenge. Utah State is going to be playing like hell for Stu Morrill, and they were playing pretty well this year anyway. Colorado State, Wyoming, we know. New Mexico isn't what they normally are. Kind of, I mean, same thing to San Diego State to a lesser degree, because New Mexico has taken a bigger step back. But just because they're not the same team as recent mm-hmm. years, you got, I mean, those are games you have to be ready for. You have to be okay. ready for every single one, and I don't believe UNLV.
Okay. Which is why I'm giving them a few more losses. Here's the deal.
You were ready to give them only
two more.
Here's
the deal. We're going to finish up the show pretty soon. The league is down this year. You agree with me?
Yes.
Okay. UNLV is about as bad as they were the last 2 years, right? They still finished in the top three or four, right?
Yeah.
So the league got worse. UNLV remained the same, but has the potential to be better, right?
It was a bad league last year. The difference was you had one really good team.
Okay.
This year, I'm not sure that you have that. I mean, Wyoming maybe, but we haven't really seen them on the road very much.
Yes.
And so that's going to be the big test for them. It's all in play, but
it's your job to be skeptical.
But everything
I understand.
I saw from that Reno game, and that's what I wrote my gamer about. Mathematically, and you know, it's week to week, there's going to be a chance where UNLV is still in the race, but I think they're not going to win the league, and you'll be able to draw a direct line back to that Reno game as to why.
When we come in here next week and UNLV's 3-1 in the league.
They already have two losses in the league.
I'm sorry.
That would be a nifty trick. I'm not sure what they pulled
off.
When
we come in here next week and UNLV's 3-2 in the league, let me know what you think different.
Okay.
This is the Rebel Room.